Proverbs chapter 13. We're talking about inheritances today. I was told that George wanted me to comment about the inheritances of these sons of Jacob, and so talk about inheritances that pertain to us. Remarkable what the Word of God says about these things. So, in Proverbs chapter 13, I want to read you several scriptures, and then we'll seek to bring them all together as we go along. Chapter 13, look at verse 22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. A good man leaveth an inheritance to not only his children, but his children's children. Now let's look at Jeremiah 16, verse 19. O Lord, my strength and my stronghold, and my refuge in the day of affliction, unto thee shall the nations come from the ends of the earth, and shall say, our fathers have inherited nothing but lies, even vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make unto himself gods which yet are no gods? But please notice that starting statement. Our fathers have inherited nothing but lies and vanity and profitless things. Now, Luke 12, verse 13, and one out of the multitude said to him, Master, did my brother divide the inheritance with me? But he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and keep yourselves from all covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. You say, that's strange. Yes, but the other side is in Matthew 19. Matthew 19, look at verse 27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Lo, we have left all and followed thee. What shall we have? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that you who have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath left houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit eternal life. But many shall be last that are first, and first that are last. Now, let's look at a portion in Ephesians 5. At least you follow that all of these references have things to do with what we're going to inherit. Verse 3, Ephesians 5, 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as becometh saints, nor filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not befitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know of a surety, that no fornicator, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Colossians chapter 1, and you'll see why all these things are necessary when we seek to put them together. Colossians chapter 1, and look at verse 12. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us out of the power of darkness, and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And Let's read one more in 1 Peter. In 1 Peter. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy begat us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Let us speak to God again in prayer. Our Father, we are thankful for all things that thou dost tell us about life in this world and also about life in the world to come. And we would desire to contemplate these things. Let us know that the ones that are young are not thinking much about dying, but let us know that those that are young and have people of means that could leave them things, they are thinking about inheritances. And so this day, may we think about inheritances in this world and in the next world as well. All the things that we've read, Father, the practical things that others tell us about inheritances, and also the definite ones who shall and shall not be inheritors of blessings from you, our Father. So help us to this end. We confess our sins, be faithfully just to forgive and cleanse, and glorify the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. It says, a good man leaveth an inheritance to not only his children, but his grandchildren. That's a remarkable thing. It means that some people think not only for themselves, but they are thinking about their offspring that come after them, their children and their grandchildren. And a good man has so ordered his life that he has set aside something that he can leave to his loved ones later in life. And this is what the Word of God says. A good man does that. And I've seen some that confessedly are bad men because on their bumper stickers they say, I am now spending all my retirement money that should have been left to my children, and they're having a delightful time about it. Well, that might be good in some cases. And some who do have wealth, you can destroy your children by leaving them wealth. And some who have wealth are able to intelligently set it up so that their children cannot destroy themselves and cast it all away in a moment of time. I heard that Doris Duke and Hutton, they inherited millions of dollars, and at the end of their lives, this one, especially the Hutton woman, the $50 million was all gone. She had spent it upon herself. And so that's the way life goes to some people. And if you leave them $50 million, it's all gone. Like I heard a husband say, when my wife asks for money, if I give her a $20 bill, nothing comes back. If I give her a $50 bill, nothing comes back. Whatever I give her, it's all gone. And that's what happens in the lives of some that receive inheritances. And you can destroy your children, or you can be a blessing to your children. Suppose your child wanted to prepare to know things of God, and you had money that you could leave him to help go through a university to get an education. That is a good thing. That your child wanted to do something beneficial for humanity, and you gave him all the assistance. That is a good thing. But some leave your inheritance to a child, and it will ruin that child. But it's not always that way, because I look into my genealogy, and this is what I found out about my great-great-great-great-grandfather, Jones. He left in his will. He said, he left to his posterity, all of my debts and obligations I leave to my children that survive me. He had run a great debt, and the thing that he had left to them, he said, I want to die without any trouble conscience, so you go and pay all my debts. That would be a delightful inheritance. to receive, wouldn't it? And so that's what it was. But let me ask you this. What are you going to leave your children? What that is worth mentioning are you going to leave your children? You say, I don't have much. It doesn't mean a thing. How much does the Lord Jesus Christ have? Suppose you had inherited every physical thing that the Lord Jesus left. What did you have? I asked those soldiers. Everything he had was visible. Everything was displayed there at the foot of the cross as the soldiers gambled for it. And so I asked, what shall you leave your children? But let me ask, who left more to mankind than any other person ever left to mankind? To say the Lord Jesus. Well, of course he did. And so it's not only material things that you leave, but they're spiritual things as well. And that is why it is so important to take to heart the verse that I read you in Jeremiah. In a coming day, some children are going to come and say, our fathers have left us nothing for our inheritance except lies and vanity and emptiness. They look over the life that their father passed down from them, and they say, we have inherited from our fathers lies and vanity and emptiness. Now tell me about the life that you live and the way that you're training your children. Tell me, what are you leaving for them? Understand that some of the wisest men in the world are leaving lies to their children, because the Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so if a man does not leave the knowledge of God, the life of the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ, if he leaves you any other religion other than that of which our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the foundation, whatever he has left you, if he has educated you, if he has set you up in life, he has left you an inheritance of lies and vanity and deceit. And this was what the Jewish nation left most of their children. Listen to what Peter says in chapter 1. It says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain manner of life handed down by your fathers. Now, Abraham would hand down true faith to his children. He's the father of the faithful. But all of the Pharisees and the Sadducees would hand down rationalism and skepticism and hypocrisy. That's what the Pharisees handed down. The Lord Jesus spoke about a Pharisee going to the temple, and he prayed, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men. And the Lord Jesus said, the man went home lost, without justification. And there was a sinner, a publican, that spoke upon his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he went home justified. And so some of you are bringing up your children in religion, and we heard this. We just heard, I thought that those that had gone to college had advanced beyond believing all this Jesus business, you see. If you are leaving your children a wisdom that is above the life of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, you are leaving them lies and deception and emptiness. The only true inheritance that can be left to your child is the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Listen to what Paul says concerning Eunice and Lois. He looks at Timothy and he says, I believe the genuine faith is in you, that well, first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee as well. And so Eunice saw to it that Lois, her daughter, had truth, not lies, that were passed on as an inheritance. And then Eunice saw to it that Timothy had passed on to him the truth of God. But no matter what your family passes on as the truth, there must something be done with that truth. Listen. It says, concerning that which was passed on from a child that was known the Holy Scriptures, that are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can present the truth of God to your children But it is the power of salvation in the truth that you present. But the scripture will save no one unless faith is placed in that scripture. The Lord Jesus, the Savior of the world, will save no one unless they receive him as their Savior. And so, if you lead your children the truth of God, then you must cry unto God from your heart that your children may believe, may place their faith in that truth. And if they do that, and then you have nothing at the end of your life to leave your children, and yet you have left them eternal life, why, that's the finest thing that you could possibly leave them. And think, all of you, would save your money and leave it to your children, and they live comfortably throughout their lives, lacking nothing, but you've not left them salvation in the person of Jesus Christ. You have destroyed your children. You haven't left them any good inheritance. You've left them an inheritance of lies and deception and vanity. And what is so good is that in Jeremiah, those that have been left these things realize it. And they say, our fathers have left us nothing but lies. And this is what I can say, that my dear mother sent me to Sunday school as a child, where she sent me to the knowledge of God. She was doing what she could, but I never remember hearing the way of salvation all the years that I went to Sunday school as a child. But my mother was trying, and she thought she was doing what was right, but she did not know as Eunice and Lois and Timothy the true knowledge of God. And what happened was this, perhaps our Lord looked upon what she did, and instead of her imparting to me life by sending me to church, I went out west and learned the truth of God from some fellow sailor boys, and I was saved, and I came home, and I brought my mother the truth of God and led her to Christ. That's the good thing. It should be that a mother or father lead their children to Christ. But in this case, what she tried to do, sending me to Sunday school, I got it somewhere else and came back, and then I sent my mother to Sunday school. And the day came, and I rejoiced in it. I told her the way of salvation over and over again. And finally, one day, I was telling her the way of salvation, and she said, son, I believe it. And I said, praise God, my mother is saved. And so I left her more of an inheritance that she left me. But she did do this. I remember that in accordance with what is written in the book of Proverbs, it says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children. She was receiving Social Security, and on that little bit of money that she received, she would save every bit of it. And at the last of her life, she said, son, I think I've got $2,000 in the bank saved for you. And so that's what she wanted to leave me. And also, she left me the house. I tell you these things because it says that these things should be taken into consideration. My grandfather left unto his children's children great things. But what happened was that his son got them before his grandson got them. And so I looked at all the possessions that were once my father's and could have been mine. But then I saw this piece of property disappear, and that piece, and that piece, and that piece. And finally, I had a beautiful pond with a house on a hill, acres of land, and I saw that disappear. And so finally, the house that my father was living in, he had to leave it to my mother, or that would have disappeared. But somehow, my mother kept the house, and so when she died, I got the house, and I'll tell you how great a mansion it was. I eventually got $9,000 out of it. That was a great mansion, but it enabled me to go and take care of the house that I'm living in now. But you see, she was thinking of inheritance the best that she could. But what happens is this. No matter what earthly inheritances you are left, what intentions your parents have, they can fade away. Listen to this. Why do you think I read you in 1 Peter chapter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. Now, I had an inheritance, but then, as my Father spent more and more of it, I saw it all fading away, and it was all gone. And I venture to say that if God left everything and depended on you to see to it, that all would be carried out in an orderly way, it would never be accomplished. And because of that, this comes to mind, the Lord had it that the inheritances that are distributed to the children of Israel in the book of Joshua, He saw to it that they could never lose their inheritances. Why? He said, oh, you can become poor, and you can sell that inheritance, but I want you to know that in the year of Jubilee, everything that you had, but that you lost because of mismanagement of poverty or circumstances of life, everything that you lost is coming back to you. And so every 50 years, they have a chance to start all over again. And even the things that God gives, they can be lost. This is what Peter is talking about. God, in His goodness, sent Moses into Egypt to free them from their slavery and give them the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. And they went out of Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea, and the battles on this side of Jordan were fought and won. And finally, when they came close to the promised land, in Numbers chapter 13, 12 spies are sent into the promised land. Go and look over the land and come back and tell us what you see. And they went and they looked over that land and they said, it is everything that God said it was. It flows with milk and honey. Look at the grapes that we brought. It took two of them on a great stick to bring one bunch of grapes to them. They showed them the fruit of the land. They said, everything that God promised is true. He said, but there are giants in the land, and there are walled cities in the land, and we are nothing but grasshoppers in their sight. It's impossible for us to go and successfully inherit that blessing that God has given us. And when the people heard that, even though Joshua and Caleb tried to still the people, the heart of the people was discouraged, and they said, let us make a captain and go back into Egypt again. And when God heard that, and they persisted in saying, we can't go into the promised land, God said, what you have said is true. You're not going into the promised land. And so everything that was theirs, and they were just a short distance from inheriting it, that inheritance faded away. And those that were 20 years old and over, except Joshua and Caleb, all of those saw that inheritance that could have been theirs, it faded away. But once they got into the promised land, I told you, once the portion was passed out, God said, it may get away from you for a little while, but it shall not permanently get away from you. Until Israel rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, as also in 586 they had rejected all the truth of God, and they lost things then. And then again they lost their blessing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they'll have to wait now until the regeneration. Understand that. There are two inheritances. There is a material inheritance and a spiritual inheritance. And Peter, who had given up physical things for the Lord Jesus Christ, thought it over. And it isn't a selfish thought. Some people say, what am I going to get? The Lord Jesus was talking about life and sacrifice and who goes into heaven and who does not go into heaven. And Peter said to him, Lord, we've left everything and followed you. What shall we have? Now, I wonder if you can say that and ask that of the Lord Jesus Christ. What can you tell Him that you've given up for Him and expect to get something in return for? Peter, that we criticize so much, could say, Lord, we have left everything and followed Thee. What shall we have? And the Lord Jesus mentioned this word. He said, in the regeneration, and that's the time of the restoration of all things. You'll find that in Acts 3, That means when the millennium comes in. He said, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sitteth on the throne of his glory, you also shall sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And so they are material blessings as well. Understand that those that have trusted Christ as Savior and have worked diligently for the Savior in this life, it says, you will be over so many cities, you will be over these responsibilities, and so they're earthly blessings as well as heavenly blessings. But he does not forget the present. It says, right now, you who have trusted me, you'll get houses and fathers and mothers, and that's happened to me because as a younger man, many homes into which I went, they were older and they were mothers, but now I'm so old, there are few homes into which I go and they can be looked upon as mothers, but their houses and lands and children and brothers and sisters, look at all of you here. That is for this life. And he said, and in the life to come, eternal life. So what greater inheritance could a man be given than that? For him to promise me in this life everything that is needed. If you have service for God in your mind, there will be nothing withheld from you that is necessary for you to fulfill God's will for your life, because he promised Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, my grace is sufficient for you. And in Deuteronomy it says this, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And as for being supported and upheld, it says, underneath of the everlasting arms. And so, if as my days, so shall my strength be, then all the strength that I need to serve the Savior shall be imparted to me until the time comes for me to die. And then God will withdraw that strength. But when Pilate told the Lord Jesus, who was standing silent before him, he said, do you not know that I have power to release you and I have power to crucify you? And the Lord Jesus said, you would have no power against me at all except it was given thee from above. And so the Savior said to the little flock, those poor, ignorant fishermen and the others, he said, I will give you everything that you need in this life, and in the life to come, you'll get eternal life, and you'll sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So understand that mostly what Christ gives us now is light. Listen to this. It says, giving thanks unto the Father who hath made us meet, fit, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. Well, what is the inheritance of the saints? He says, in the sphere of light. And so that is the inheritance that Christ has left us. All the truth of God. He, when he was on earth, left abundance of light. But he said, I have many things to tell you. You cannot receive them now, but when the Spirit of God is come, he will guide you into all the truth. He will bring to your remembrance the things that I spoke unto you, and he will tell you things to come. And he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. All the light, the inheritance is ours, and it's the inheritance of the saints in light. And so that is my portion. Now, illumination, to learn how to live the will of God, and to do the will of God in this life, and then in the life to come, why, a certainty, an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, and it fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. If you've ever gone to any concert, if you were poor as I was in my younger days, I had to get standing room, and you would have to run as fast as you could to get as close to a petition so you could get close and hear the singers and see them. But if you had a reserved seat, as on occasion, people would give me tickets to concerts, I was in no hurry at all because nobody could take that seat. It was reserved for me. Reserved for me. And I rejoice that I have an inheritance reserved in heaven for me. And it is unchangeable, it is undiminishable, and it doesn't fade away. It is a certainty. Christ is going to prepare a place for me. He is the one who is going to come and take me to heaven. The children of Israel had to march all those years to their earthly inheritance.
and some of them never arrived. And then the inheritance that they had, they were dissatisfied with it. Some people are dissatisfied with what they receive from God, and they complain. But let me mention this, it's so beautiful. Psalm 16, which is a messianic psalm, the Lord Jesus says this, "The lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage, that is an inheritance." He said, "I am glad." Now, when God throws out the lines for the children of Israel, it is the dimension of the portions that they are going to get. And the Lord Jesus said, "The lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places." And look at the life of Christ. And look at the portion that was his on earth. And he does not complain. And he says, "I have a goodly inheritance." And the Lord Jesus' inheritance was that of light. And in a coming day, it said, "God has highly exalted him, and he shall sit on the throne of his father David, and he'll be acknowledged as King of kings and Lord of lords." And that is the inheritance that he looks forward to. And what is so delightful is this, that if you are a child of God, I promise you that everything that Christ receives is in his inheritance shall partly be yours. It says in Romans 8, it says, "If children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with our Lord Jesus Christ." He wants to share it with us all, and it is our portion. And it can be the portion of all of you here, or it may be that some of you get nothing. Why? Because I read you in Ephesians, and I read you in Corinthians. It says, "Be not deceived." It tells us, "Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" And so if you do not have that righteousness that is the free gift of God by faith in Jesus Christ, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Listen to what's going to happen in the coming day. It says the Savior in Matthew 25 will be sitting on the throne of his glory, and the sheep will be on his right hand and the goats on his left. That's not today. Not all of you are going to heaven here and the rest of you aren't. But to the ones on his right hand, he shall say, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Why? Because they were acceptable in Christ's sight. And he says, "This is that kingdom that I promised to you." But those on the left hand, he's going to say, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." And this is what it says in Ephesians and also in Corinthians. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards shall have any inheritance in the kingdom of God." And it says, "And such were some of you. But you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified." So no matter all these things that you may have been in the past, they are no obstacle keeping you from inheriting the kingdom of God, because it says, "And such were some of you." And so all of the perversions of life that they are trying to make lawful today, it says, if you continue in them, it says, you have no inheritance in the kingdom of God. But it says, "Such were some of you." And the power of Christ can deliver you from these things that now enslave you. And so the kingdom of the saints, the inheritance of the saints, is in the sphere of light, and he's held nothing back. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And Jacob could say, "Abraham left some good things to Isaac, and Isaac some good things to me, Jacob. But I, Jacob, have left you, Joseph, more blessings than my fathers left me." But we can look to heaven and say, the Lord Jesus Christ has left us everything. Nothing can be added to it. All things that pertain to life and godliness, everything in the sphere of light has been ours, and all the material things that we need on earth to get us through until Jesus comes to take us to be with heaven. So, by God's grace, you fathers and mothers, leave a good inheritance of truth and salvation to your children, and all of you who have inherited lies abandon those lies and turn to Him who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Time is gone. Let us pray. Our Father, we are thankful that You have set up things so that we understand about inheritances. That is so the disappointments that some get in life because of what has been dealt them. And we are thankful, our Father, that some of us can rejoice, though the material things of life have not been abundant like some or less. Yet, we have inherited the inheritance of the saints in light. We thank You for the light of God, the light that shines from the face of Jesus Christ. And may He shine upon all of us here, and may we accept that light and Him who is the light of the world, and receive an inheritance uncorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. Father, You want us all to be inheritors of good things. May it be true. May we hear Your Son say, "Come, Thou blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for You." We ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.